Hello and welcome to the Option One podcast. My name is Sam Risey and I'm here with my date, Preeti Young.
Hello.
She's been obsessed with me for about the last 9 years or so. Always messaging me, always calling me. It's a bloody annoying, to be honest with you. And she was messaging me going, please, can I go in the podcast? Can I go in the podcast? I was like, oh God, all right, if you really want to do it. So you're welcome. Here we go.
All right, Sam, I'm sure they'll all believe that.
Yeah.
You're through to Option One podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
When you walked in, what was I doing?
Because people laying on the table with flowers.
Yeah, because this is a
our first date.
Yeah,
Sam's been waiting years for this moment.
I actually have precisely nine.
9 years.
9 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this.
I'm worth the wait, though, aren't I?
100%. And because people watching might question why am I wearing a suit, you got to.
I do notice you've made a lot more effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me. Not
because I don't care about the other ones.
But because I am your favourite.
Yeah, well, basically.
He shouldn't have favourites, but he does.
No, I do. That's how it works. Before I intro into the Option One podcast, actually, this is it's a date, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I thought
whatever you think.
Whatever you think it is. So you hungry? I've got some food.
I'm starving.
Yeah, yeah. So I've got some
food. What have you got for me, Sam? Hearing some ruffling.
Yeah. Like a meal deal, don't you?
My expectations.
Oh. Do you like tuna?
I love a cheese sandwich.
Yeah? Tuna or cheese?
I hate tuna, so I'll go for the cheese, but I do love a cheese sandwich.
You can have cheese. Do you know meal deals are now £5?
Shocking. Do you know what, actually? I stopped at the garage the other day to get me and Alice got a bottle of water, a bottle of Fanta, and a packet of Pringles, and it came to £9.
What?
That's wild, isn't it?
That's way too much.
Too much.
Too much. You can have cheese.
Oh, I thought I was a cheap date, but £5, you really pushed the button.
I know, right? I went all out for you. I thought, do you know what? I'll get it anyway. And actually,
I do love a cheese and a no mayo as well.
Yeah. And I thought, something to wash it down with. Makes sense.
God, what have you got for us?
Huh?
What have you got for us? Because it's still daylight outside, Sam.
Okay. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Made it myself. Box wine.
Oh my God. Why is it like that?
Huh? Why? Well, you know, branding issues.
What colour is the wine, Sam?
I don't know. We're going to have to pour it and see.
I only drink red, so if you've forgot about that already for our first date, that's disappointing.
Okay.
It looks red.
Okay. Tea? Is this a good idea?
Yeah.
I
don't know what colour it's going to come out.
I think it's red.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
You can see some...
How did this work?
Moment of truth.
I don't know how to do it. How did you have to pierce it?
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
It's because he's nervous, guys. It's our first date.
Guys, see his hands putting under pressure. Actually, my hands are actually shaking. Why the fuck you the thing's not coming off. Okay.
Oh God, you need that.
I think I broke it.
Yes, yay! Red wine on an empty stomach. It's gonna go well. Most awkward wine pouring ever. All right, that's enough, Sam. Oh, okay. I actually don't like a full glass of wine. Some space for the wine to breathe. Yeah, I'm just letting you know for my one. Oh, wow, that was loud.
Sorry, yeah. It smells really good.
Does it? I bet it's nice. No? How much did you spend on that, Sam?
Huh?
How much did you spend on that?
Well...
Let's just say you can hear me right in your ears, Sam.
Let's just say it was at the bottom of the shelf.
Okay.
Say when.
When.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Are we going to cheers?
Yeah, we'll cheers.
And we have to look into each other's eyes when we cheers.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's bad luck. No, into my eyes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Priya makes you do really awkward ones.
Like what, that. As in like really staring?
Yeah, when you cheers her, you really have to stare into her.
Do we have to look at each other all the way through?
Cheers, yeah.
All the way through?
First sip, looking into I think it's all right. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Quite full-bodied.
That's good.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, everyone, welcome to the Option One podcast. My name's Sam Risley, and I'm here with the lovely Preeti Young. Here we go. Here we go. So, how are you today? All good? You had a bit of traffic when you came down.
I did have a bit of traffic, but it's Friday rush hour.
Yeah, and you're working tonight?
I am working tonight.
I'm just going to carry on drinking this wine, by the way.
I want it as well.
Yeah,
why not?
Dip into your cheese.
Down with my cheese sandwich.
Yeah, dip into your cheese sandwich as well. So, I'm going to have to ask you questions.
Mm.
This is how a podcast works.
Yeah.
And you're a guest. But I'm going to ask you some questions that I actually, even though they're going to be, you know, babe station related.
That's a lot of questions.
No, these are different parts and different sections. I actually don't know, when you started Babe Station, when did it work out that you wanted to do that? And
I wanted to do Babe Station. This is so random, right? But when I was younger, I used to always look at Nuts and Zoo magazines and be like, yeah, I want to be there. But I don't know why. I don't know what the psychology is behind that.
Mm.
I don't know why I wanted to be like that. But I just really wanted to be, you know, a glamorous babe.
Because Babe Station was probably... Because it was like Lads Mags and Babe Station.
At the time, yeah, Babe Station was quite... was the place to be.
It's the place to be. Yeah. So what, did they approach you or did you apply? How did it work?
Well, I had a friend and she worked for another company who is no longer about.
Okay.
I don't know if I should say their name.
You can say their name if you want.
Bluebird. Do you remember Bluebird?
Oh, Bluebird.
Yeah. She worked on their channels. And I didn't actually know much about the channels. Priya did.
Yeah.
And I knew I didn't want to work at Bluebird. I wanted to go to Babe Station because that was the main one. And I just called Priya one day and I was like, do you know what? I'm going to apply for us to be on Babe Station. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to, and you're going to do it with me.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, all right then. And so I applied and we got called in,
Was it easy that you were doing it together?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was, because she's like my safety blanket.
Yeah.
We've always done everything together, so I feel a bit more, not so much now, but back then, I just always feel a bit safer if I was with Priya, you know? It's easier to manage something if there's two of you.
Yeah.
Like a support, and always having a support there with you.
Mm.
And we got called in for a... to meet, there was a PR manager at the time, because the Babe Station was quite big back then, and we used to do, PAs in nightclubs and things like that. So she used to be in charge of organising all of that. So we came in, met her, and she was lovely. I'm still really good friends with her today.
Yeah.
And then we came in and done a trial night shift.
How did the trial work? Did someone teach you how to do
it? No, they didn't. Just was like, there's your set, get on, there's your phone.
Yeah.
A lady that used to come and do us phone training, but no one ever really agreed with anything. She said, bless her, she's so lovely though.
Yeah.
But, just in the deep end.
So when did it start going in? Because obviously it was just something you wanted to try.
Yeah. And I loved it.
Straight away?
Yeah, straight away I loved it. It was such a vibe. When you came in, there was loads of people.
Mm.
And you would come in and you would have to start at, now we start at 10, right? You don't have to be here until the show starts. But back then you had to be in at 8.
Mm.
And we all had to get ready together in the changing room.
Yeah.
And then we all had to have, a meeting pre-show and post-show.
Yeah. Because it was just TV back then, so obviously we didn't have the element of the web and stuff like that.
No, just TV. And so you would come in at 8, you'd have a couple of hours to get ready. So by then, we've all spent a couple of hours together in the changing room, had a few drinks. It was a real big party vibe then, and I was only 21, so I was just living my best life.
Yeah.
Getting paid to party with my friends, basically.
On average, how many calls do you reckon you'd get a night?
Oh my God, a lot.
Yeah?
A lot, yeah. We used to go live on Freeview, just do a little Babe Station wave. Wiggle and wave, and bam, there's 100 calls in the system straight away. It was really big then, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, now it's sort of moved on to the web now,
web
isn't it?
Now, yeah.
So it's still the same audience, but obviously you've got to move with the times, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Pete, on your first trial shift, were you on set with Priya at the same time or were you separate?
I'm trying to remember. I think we might have done an option one and two, but I definitely remember this was like back when the studios were in London, and I remember like the set was in a little room of its own, one set, and there was a bed set on the floor, and I do remember being in there on my own. I was still quite naively thought no one really watched Babe Station, even though I knew how big it was. And I came off after doing my first hour section, and I remember I was in with Clint.
Yeah.
Clint was in on my first night, and he was like, yeah, you smashed it, P. And I was like, oh, wicked. I didn't know what smashing it was, but yeah. I just took his word for it. And I went to my phone, and I had texts of people I hadn't heard from in ages. Like, oh, my God, I just saw you on Base Station. I was like, oh, wow, everyone really watches this. Yeah.
Did you realise it was big? Like, would it publicly be big as well? Like, would you go out and be recognised?
Yeah, a lot. That doesn't happen to me anymore, really, but a lot, yeah. And especially because we used to go and do PAs in nightclubs, so it was always like, oh, Babe Station's in the building. Yeah. Like, we'd have our own table. Like, a lot of people would have come because they knew that Babe Station was going to be there.
Mm.
And I used to only hang out with girls from Babe Station as well.
Like,
you know,
your own little clique?
Yeah, yeah. I had, like, my little group of friends, and we would go out together. So, obviously, then it was like, everyone's like, oh, my God, those are the girls off Babe Station. Like,
yeah.
You just get stopped and asked for pictures a lot and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if, like, people don't recognise me now, or if it's just maybe, like, now people are more embarrassed, but...
I don't know. I think, for some reason, I do think, like, Babe Station is, like, British culture type thing. Like, if you live in England,
yeah, you know what it is.
You know what it is. So it's just as time's gone on, because it's what, 20 years? 20 yeah, 20 years. We just had our 20th birthday.
Oh my
last
god,
year.
And I've been here for nearly 13 of them. That makes me feel old.
That doesn't make sense, because you're 22.
Yeah. No, I don't lie about my age.
No.
34.
Nice.
Yeah. But I think 30. I look younger.
Yeah, you do.
That's all I care about.
You fish for that one.
what did you say?
You fish for that one.
I wasn't expecting you to agree.
What, are you expecting me to disagree?
No, I feel solid in that bit of information.
Yeah. What do you think when I started Babe Station?
Did you start here in this studio?
Yeah. Yeah, so obviously it's when we moved over here.
I was a bit mean to new producers back then, wasn't I? Yeah. I'm not like that no more, though.
No. You know what story I'm going to say, don't you?
When you did my mic up,
exactly.
And had a go at you.
Yeah, you did. So basically, I mean, the thing is, the girls are under a lot of pressure. So they, you know, depending on how many calls they get and stuff like that, you know, it's part of the business.
And I
used
to
doing.
Be quite competitive, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
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 So I had it was midnight. So it was Freeview launch on the 60p channel. And I had Preeti and another girl. And, you know, it's time to smash it. And I was probably 2 weeks in. So I was still in the phase of like, look at her eyes.
Don't look at the boobs.
So I was still in that phase. And back then we had to walk away, put the mic up and put the mic down. And, we still do that. But it was just it wasn't a slider, it was a button. So Preeti was like, can you put the mic up, please? So I went over and I was like, okay, 3, 2, 1, live, push the button. But I double clicked it, right? So I turned it off. Preeti probably did a mic up for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it was a sick mic up as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I was in the background. I was literally cheering. I was literally like, awesome mic up, really good. And I walked over to the thing and I was like, oh, the mic didn't go out. Now, foolishly, I probably shouldn't have done this, but I went in like maybe a bit cocky and went back to Preeti and was just like, really funny thing. That mic up you just did for 5 minutes, none of it went out. And she went, what? That mic up you just did for 5 minutes, none of it went out. Why don't you go back and we'll have to try that again, won't we? And I went, yeah. And and this time, leave it up. I went, yeah. And then I was like, okay. It actually helped though, because then it's like, okay, this is serious. Do you know what I mean? Even though it's...
say there was a few producers that to this day will say that they're good producers because of how mean I was.
Yeah, it does help.
So, yeah.
It does help because it's like you come to Babe Station, novelty, and it is a laugh. It's awesome to hang out with, you know, lovely people. And but you end up not working as hard because you have a laugh.
Yeah, you can forget it's a job. Yeah.
And I think that's what I did in that moment. But, you know... It's only made our relationship stronger.
Yeah, so something for us to laugh, talk about on our back, first date.
That's it, yeah. Which is right now. Oh, we've got some more stuff, actually.
Oh, have we?
Yeah. Mm. Do you want to say anything else?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah.
I haven't started on my cheese sandwich yet, but we'll have another sip of wine.
That's all right. Maybe cheese sandwich is like, it doesn't make sense for...
I feel like
podcast.
Otherwise I'm not going to be able to talk, am I, with a dry cheese sandwich?
Well, also it's like an effort to hold up.
Yeah.
So I thought...
I'd have it for my on my break later, though.
Breadsticks?
Some more dry food.
More? No. Breadsticks. Phallic shape as well, so...
I do love a breadstick, though. What have you got to dip it into, Sam?
Different
it's gonna
dips.
It's going to be really crunchy, though, in these earphones, isn't it?
Yeah, that might work for... Maybe you should put that on your OnlyFans. ASMR. That works, doesn't it?
ASMR.
ASMR?
Yeah.
You know, I heard that. You know, the you know when they do the sound and it's like people like... You know when there's like YouTube channels when they're just like...
Speaking softly.
Oh, yeah. I have heard of this.
Yeah, and they like scratch onto stuff.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay, yeah.
It's called
I
ASMR.
Saw someone else doing a TikTok the other day where they were just like really heavily licking and I didn't get it, but now I get it.
Does that work for you, Sam? Like, does that make you tingle?
What,
when
the
like, when people are speaking softly or like scratching shit?
No, not at all.
Makes me
I don't like...
It's annoying.
Like, even when I did a little joke thing just then and I was like, I didn't like that. That stresses me out. I don't really understand that concept.
It makes me tingle.
I mean,
does it? Do you like it?
Not like sexually.
Should I crunch on the breadstick and see what it does to you?
People turning pink.
Yeah, do it. Grab a breadstick.
Shall I?
Yeah, open a breadstick for me. I'm doing all this work.
You don't want it to all go to waste.
That's
do
it.
We?
I think it's cheese and chive.
What about this?
Something and chives. Chive.
Is that doing something for you?
No, it's more like if you hit your nails. Hit your nails against the table. You got long nails? Yeah, like shit like that.
Really?
What?
Oh, God.
Like.
That's.
Not sexually, though.
It's like
a form of torture to me,
I think.
Oh, this is messy.
Oh, no, not on your nice outfit, Sam.
There you go, Tristan.
This would really be... You could win Priya's heart over with this dip selection.
Are you not sold by this?
No, I'm not. I prefer like a guac,
I don't know.
Salsa or something.
Okay.
But I'll give it a go.
That's
all right,
I've got other things. Yeah.
Which one's that?
I don't know. You've got to try it, haven't you?
Just doing something for you, Tristan?
It's getting there. Definitely.
Could you give me one?
I feed it to you. You didn't look into my eyes while you did it.
Oh, no! I blew it! Quite nice, though.
Yeah, no, that is nice, actually.
Quite dippy.
We'll save that for later. We can keep these for our breaks.
Sort of not to turn into a podcast at all now. I've got a game, actually.
Oh, I love a game.
Just to keep this thing shmoving.
Shmoving.
The game is... Should we do that game? Or the other game?
No, the breadstick.
Yeah? Sure. That's all right. I'm going to need some pens. You got any pens? Basically...
I can't catch, by the way, Tristan. That was aggressive. He looked angry as he'd done it as well.
It was it, Tristan? Did you throw that pen?
Yeah.
All right, don't worry. You can be into what you're into, man. It doesn't matter.
We're not judging you.
We don't judge here. That's
not
the most important thing.
Not here at Babe Station. We love all kinks, don't we?
Always a seller. Sell, sell, sell. Did you want any more box wine?
Yeah, I will actually. I'm quite enjoying them.
Yeah? Do you want to share some of mine? I'll pour some into
there. Yeah, go on then.
Because it's an effort with a slow pour.
Yeah. But Tristan might have liked the drizzling sound.
That's true.
Did you?
Yeah, no, I kind of like that. Yeah. Water, definitely.
Yeah, well, the sound of water is relaxing, actually, isn't it?
We'll cut a lot of this out. So, this is a How Well Do You Know Pretty quiz. What we're going to do is, well, secretly to each other, it's like Mr. and Mrs. I'll write down...
Your answers,
and you write down your answers. But the questions are like, what is Pretty's favourite colour? I know they're easy ones to start off with, and then harder ones as we go along.
Okay, cool.
Yeah? So this won't be great for audio or the video, so we might have to speed up during this bit, but I'll look away.
Don't cheat.
Okay, I won't. I promise I won't cheat. Okay.
Okay, I'm done.
I think... Let me just sort of do this last one.
I turned it upside down so you can't cheat. I'm
going to turn mine upside down so you can't cheat.
Are we going to go through the answers now?
No, we're going to do them at the end.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's called clickbait. It makes people stay on longer.
Oh, clever.
That's what we're trying to do.
Because you're a podcast pro now.
No. Something I read somewhere. So, wine?
Yeah, go on then.
Cheers and look into each other's eyes.
Yeah, let's do it.
You look down.
I actually went for dinner once and I did see this couple cheersing every sip and doing that for every sip, and I thought, oh, it's getting a bit much now, isn't it?
Yeah.
What but is I couldn't stop watching.
Because of the couple. I like people watching.
I love people watching. I got that off my mum.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
I love it. People are always like, stop staring. I'm not staring. I'm people watching.
Yeah, that's true. I can just look into the distance and look at... Especially couples are quite fun to look at because it's weird dynamic. If you're in a couple, are you that... Are you like lovey-dovey or are you sort of...
No, I don't really like PDAs.
No. It's sort of just...
No, normal. And I don't even really like holding hands as well. It's just like constantly being attached to someone, isn't it? Just like, I like, you know, like maybe like a cuddle in bed when you're watching something. But like if you're just out and about, then just get on with what you're doing. You don't need to just constantly be holding each other's hands.
Yeah, that's good for me to know in the future.
Touching each other, yeah.
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 I'll remember that.
Boundaries.
Yeah, of course. But just cuddling in bed, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, I did want to speak to you about one thing, which was like, we remember that Channel 5 documentary.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember I was in it?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so, when they came here to film.
So I think...
But that was also anxiety inducing.
Was it?
Yeah, because you just don't know how they're going to edit you and if they're just going to make you look like a right fool.
Wait, how did that come about?
I think they contacted us. They were a bit sneaky, actually, because they contacted us and asked, would we do a show called Your Mum's Hotter Than Us? And I thought, no, I wouldn't do that, because that's just a bit weird, isn't it? Because I remember I got asked to go on Judge Rinder. Yeah, sorry, going off topic here. And I said, well, but who am I going to sue? Because I don't need to sue anyone. And they were like, well, you know, you could sue your sister. And I was like, hey, Priya. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, why would I sue Priya? And they were just like, I would just make something up. And I was like, no, I don't want to go on TV and like make out that I don't like my sister, do you know, because I'm very...
Wait, is it completely made up then?
Well, yeah, it must be, because they asked me to make something up.
Oh.
And I was just like, no, I don't want to do anything where I look like, you know, I don't like my family, because I really do.
So
I didn't want to do something where, you know, I was like possibly mugging my own mother off. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But then they kind of spun it that, no, it's just like, you know, to remove the stigma behind what you do and people get to know the real you. And I was like, yeah, all right then.
So what was it called?
My mum's hotter than me, or something like that. And then it did come out that was the title. But it was fine. I actually did quite like how they edited it, and they didn't make me look too stupid.
They didn't make you look stupid at all. Did I tell you who they did make look stupid?
Who?
This guy.
What happened again?
Well, I've told the story a couple of times. So, you know, so they started filming you at work, obviously. And I was a producer.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what was happening. So I came in, like, had 2 hours sleep. Actually, like today, I've only had two hours sleep. Yeah. I went last night. So, but it's fine because I'm speaking to you.
It's how we move.
And I was filming you. And if you remember, we were like, we didn't really focus on the calls. We just wanted to make it look good.
Yeah.
And they were
sorry to anyone calling at that time.
Well, yeah. We did care about you. Yeah, you cared about the customer service of the calls, but we weren't getting on the mic trying to like
get the calls in. Yeah.
So I was producing, and they said to me, it was like, oh, it would be really good for cutaways if we could just get you like filming her and stuff like that. And I was like, that's cool. So I started filming, turn the mic on, stuff like that, little cutaway shots. They started filming it for about half an hour, they were filming me and just like that. So I was holding the camera and I was just looking at the camera and I was like, do you want me to do anything in particular? And I was just kept looking up at the camera, looking down, looking up at the camera, looking down. Anyway, this thing came out. I had loads of messages from my mates. In the scene in the cutaway, it's like, and then Preeti Young goes to Babe Station. And it's just a shot of me looking up going... Like, I'm the face of the Babe Station. Like, I'm the...
Babe Station. No.
They said, no, not Babe Station. They went, and then Preeti enters the adult industry. So my face is the adult industry. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, oh my God.
They were in recently doing a documentary on some of the other girls, weren't they? And they honestly, they filmed me making a cup of coffee for about 10 minutes. Well, how I have
How
fallen.
Much extra footage do they need?
I don't know.
No, no.
They were just like, can we film you making a coffee? And I'm like, really? And they're just like filming my hand for Tim. They were like, can you pour that again?
Yeah.
And we just want to show how normal it is. I was like, what, that we drink coffee here?
Yeah. I thought that documentary was called Kardashians of the UK.
No, it wasn't. No, that was... my mum's a bit extra. She is.
She's cool, though.
Have you met her,
I don't think I've met her, but you've spoken about her before. She sounds cool.
Yeah, she's a bit extra. And she...
Was that her idea?
She made a comment... Because once you get my mum talking, you get my mum talking.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, you know, my girls, they're like the Kardashians of the UK. And I was like, Mum, don't say that. And yeah, that line, they took it and they flew with it.
Yeah.
And I remember I'd done a night shift and I woke up the next day and it was just everywhere. That's how my granddad found out what I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, that's how all my Indian side of the family found out what I did, because my uncle in India saw the newspaper surprisingly well. Actually.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, I'm sure my mum got a long email about it.
Oh, so it went all the way to you say your uncle.
Yeah, my uncle in India saw the article and sent it to my granddad, and then my granddad was like, "What are the girls up to?"
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's fine, and I'm actually quite glad that it happened. Yeah. Now, you know,
it makes it easier.
Yeah, it just does. The truth is always the best, isn't it? When you can just be
definitely.
Yourself.
Yeah. You are kind of like the Kardashians of the UK, to be fair. You're not too wrong.
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't say well, so. Kind of, just a bit of a cringe line, wasn't it?
It is,
when she said it, I was just like,
it's
oh,
all right if,
mom.
Yeah, but it's fine
but
that you don't
that
say
is,
it.
If you knew my mum, that is just what a very mum thing to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was not ready. I thought it was just going to be a little Channel 5 documentary. I wasn't ready for how every paper was going to do that Kardashian line. And people still say it to me to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that line has stuck.
Yeah.
It's quite a bold statement, isn't it, comparing yourself to the Kardashians, I think.
Yeah.
Quite a arrogant thing to say.
I mean, are they?
And I don't think that about myself.
Do you like the Kardashians? I mean, it's not going to be like
I'm not a
UK
fan.
Versus USA.
No, I mean, because I'm not a fan, but I admire their success.
Yeah, I think they've done well.
They're clever girls.
Yeah, what they've done, sort of thing. But it's just like, I mean, I'm not watching the new season.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not queuing up to buy a lip liner.
Kanye West helped out with them for a bit.
Yeah,
because he was like crazy.
I was queuing up to buy the Yeezys. Actually,
huh?
I was queuing up to buy the Yeezys. I did.
Yeah.
To get involved in that.
Yeah.
Where, what's happened to Kanye? You don't hear about him anymore, do you? Is he all right?
Well, I think he's not all right. For a while. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I think Pete messed him up a bit.
Pete?
Yeah, Pete.
Oh.
Pete Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't think he handled that well.
No, definitely not.
No. I hope Kanye sees this. He watches everything. He's got time on his hands. He's not making music.
Is he not?
Well, I haven't heard anything. No. He was doing album after album, like every 3 months, and now he hasn't done anything in ages.
Yeah, he hasn't dropped an album for like a year, 2 years.
No.
Oh, dear.
For
Kanye.
So you spoke about your mum. So you're half Indian, half Irish. Indian on your mum's side and
mum's
Irish?
Mum's Indian, dad's
and,
Irish.
Yeah. You go to Ireland a lot?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah?
My dad lives there now.
Do you like a Guinness?
No.
No?
No.
Anything Irish?
Potatoes. I love potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the food, really.
Yeah.
I definitely think that's definitely where I get my party side from, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Irish drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad was.
What is your go-to drink? Wine.
Wine. Yeah.
Vodka.
Vodka. Well, no, I'm trying to be more sensible now, actually, that I'm 34, because you know the way my health anxiety is set up. So.
Well, I can't deal with the hangover anymore. Yeah. We spoke about this Monday a number of times.
Yeah.
The anxiety.
It's the hangover, the anxiety, the lack of motivation for a good 3-4 days after. If I drink on a Saturday, I'm not going to feel myself again till Thursday.
No.
And that's just a massive... And then you spend the rest of the week playing catch up to the days you were hungover. And then I think, like... I just can't function.
It's when I black out. That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh my God. I saw a thing the other day. It's just like someone said, blackout's fine. Have you ever partied so hard that the memories can't literally stay in your head? That's a good life. Do you know what I mean?
It's just not.
I was like, maybe not. Do you anxiety, Alan? Do you get anxiety?
Massively.
That's yeah. everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Massively.
Tristan?
Yeah, I mean, I don't drink too much anymore, but yeah, and it takes me so long.
I guess, does that make, that makes you stop drinking, right?
Yeah.
As much?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and now when I do drink, I'm so fearful of getting too drunk that I'm quite sensible.
For me,
like I know when to stop now. It's only took me till 34, you know, but I finally know when
maybe,
to stop.
Maybe 4 years' time I can do,
Yeah, yeah.
I still struggle with, like, for me, I feel like I'm okay, and it's that one more drink, and I'm just like, I can't remember anything else.
See, for me, it wasn't that I'm okay. It was just like after a couple of drinks, it's like I don't give a shit. I don't care if I'm
yeah.
okay or not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on a roll now.
Yeah.
But now I do care.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be depressed and anxious for 4 days. No. So try to keep it sensible now.
Yeah. All right. On that light topic, shall we do something fun?
Yes.
Yay. Okay. We're going to play a game. It's going to be called Babe Mates with Preeti.
Babe Mates with Preeti.
Hey, so your mates at Babe Station. That'll be nicest questions. We'll see. Wow. Hopefully you were friends after this. So, first question. Who has been your longest babe mate? How long, like the longest you've known them?
Brookie Little.
Brookie Little?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you known her?
Since the beginning.
Did you meet?
We met in London at Babe Station, in the London studio.
You like first day or a couple months in?
I think it was like, she was on another channel at first.
Yeah.
She was on Red Light, which is another one that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And then she came over and I think it was the second day that we met each other,
Yeah.
She needed something that I had and I needed something she had.
And then it blossomed from there.
And then, yeah.
Nice.
But she's like my proper one of my proper best friends to this day.
Who would you say is the funniest babe mate?
Funniest would be probably
Olivia.
Yeah.
Well, Berzig.
Yeah.
Just in the full Olivia Berzig experience.
She's just yeah,
we used to do impressions of her at work. She knows that, right?
Yeah.
Well, she does now.
She's just like,
do you remember
funny.
Al? Yeah. There's a guy that used to work here and he used to get it spot on.
Who?
Chris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris got all his impressions spot on, didn't he? He was good at them.
The full Olivia Berzig experience.
Yeah, she's
funny.
A force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. Which babe mate is the best dancer? Like generally in dancing.
I don't think any of us can dance, can we?
I don't know. Any of them? No,
no
one? It can be no one.
No one, yeah.
No one? Okay. Which babe mate do you think has the best taste in music?
Alice?
Yeah.
Alice seems like she's always got a good tune on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She normally demands certain songs in the studio, to be fair.
Yeah, she does.
And normally,
I don't like being put on the spot about what songs you want. I'm like, I don't know, just not the one you're playing.
Yeah. I just... well, we put you on the spot because... change the song.
This is shit.
This is rubbish. What do you want on? I don't know. Just change the song. So you change the next one 5 minutes later. Change the song.
God, you make me look like such a nightmare to work with, Sam.
No, that's not you. It's everyone.
General consensus.
And then I pick the song that Alice wants and it's okay.
Yeah, she's got... And I suppose Priya listens to quite... Well, she's got quite an individual taste, hasn't she? She likes her meatloaf and...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you like the...
We share a Spotify. Well, we don't share a Spotify. I ponce off her Spotify.
Yeah.
And so I have to, like, you know, it creates an on-repeat for the songs that she listens to. And I'm always like, God, Priya, you listen to a really boring song.
You both went to the weekend though, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Oh yeah, that was so good. That was such a good night.
Was he good?
Yeah, he was good.
Best person you've seen live, would you say? He must be pretty good. He seems like quite a good artist.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
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 Someone asked me that the other day. Who's the best act I've seen live? I haven't seen many. I went for Fatboy Slim because I saw Fatboy Slim when I was at uni. But I also saw Sagala.
I used to go to loads of concerts when I was younger.
Yeah. What, like festivals or just concerts?
Concerts and festivals.
Who did you see?
I've seen the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
I've seen Boyzone.
Yeah.
I've seen Nelly.
Nice.
Yes.
Go on, Nelly.
Yeah. I've seen Craig David.
Craig David. I've seen Craig David as well.
I've seen Drake a few times.
Yeah.
Who else? N-Dubs.
N-Dubs.
Went to the reunion.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, that was a vibe. That was really good.
Was it good?
They smashed it. Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's all I can think of off the top of my head.
I saw
a lover concert.
Yeah, I went. My first festival I went to, or concert I went to, was it was one locally around here, and it was like the cheesiest like boy bands that are now starting reunion.
Oh yeah, I went to a Five concert.
Did you?
Yeah, because I used to be a big Five fan.
Oh yeah. Well, Five songs like. Five will make you get one, two, three, four. But they didn't say five in that Five song, did they? Oh, Five will make you get down. That makes sense in the song. That was me being stupid there.
Yeah. Just having a moment.
That's it. I saw Busted as well. We were making a reunion.
Busted. Oh, I don't know them.
You know Busted?
Busted or Mac Busted?
No.
McBusted?
No, Busted are a combination of McFly and Busted.
Oh, I never heard of either.
No, but McFly and Busted did that because... You sound like such a loser fan. McFly and... Just to verify, McFly and Busted did that because Charlie wasn't in Busted at the time, so they did group together.
Oh, he knows all the names as well.
Yeah, because Charlie had the big eye. Because when I was growing up, that's what they were.
I don't know who these people are.
So. Busted was my first
Busted
concert.
Would like, have you been to the year 3000?
Oh, yeah, I recognise that song.
But they live underwater. That one.
Mm.
Yeah, they're making a reunion. Oh. I've seen them live.
Do people care?
No, not really. I don't know what I'm talking about now. Yeah, I saw them live. Anyway, next one. Which babe mate would be best to keep your secret?
Ashley Emma.
Yeah. Secret keeper.
And Priya.
Yeah. Funny. You, Ashley, and Priya are probably my three as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably. Secret keepers. Which babe mate... is the strongest, would you say?
What, physically?
Hmm.
Olivia or Brookie.
Yeah.
What about Laurie?
Is Laurie strong?
Yeah.
Is she?
I think Laurie's quite strong.
I'm just thinking because I've been to the gym with Brookie and Olivia and they go hard.
I guess that you've seen that.
I've not actually seen Laurie's strength.
I thought you were going to say Jada.
So did I.
Oh, yeah, Jada. Yeah, Jada's strong. Yeah.
I only know Jada's strong because she went, "Can I punch you in the stomach, Sam?" one time at work. And I was like, "Good one." She was like, no, go on. It'll be a laugh. And then she hit me. In the stomach, and she was like, and I was like, literally going like,
Jada is freakishly strong. Yeah.
And she was like, I've been practicing my MMA. How am I? I was like, really good.
Yeah, she does all that, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Jada, I changed my mind.
I think she'll be happy about that. Which babe mate would be the best wing girl on a night out to pool?
Probably Priya.
Yeah,
because like you know. Twins.
That's true. Oh, okay. Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
That was an easy answer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm creating so much because, I'd go for that.
I'd go for twins, yeah.
Start with one and see how I do. Priya, I spoke to Priya last night, actually.
And she texted me on the way in, saying, how good does Sam look? I haven't seen him in ages.
Yeah.
So.
Did you say, he looks really good. I've got a date with him.
Well, I didn't know it was a date.
Oh, that's true.
I thought it was just a regular podcast.
Tell her now if you want.
Tell her he bought me a cheese sandwich, you know.
Hey, have you noticed any difference in Sam since he started hosting the podcast?
No.
All right, okay. I feel like he's got a little spring in his step.
Oh, what? Just more cocky?
Yeah, more confident. You got a spring in your step every time I see you.
Yeah. I guess I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you are. You definitely love it. You definitely seem quite passionate about it. But I think you've had more of a spring in your step since you've been smashing out the gym as well.
Yeah, losing weight. Mm. Yeah, got a goal. Three stone since 12th of December.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Bang,
that's
bang, bang.
That's really good.
Bang, bang. So, next question. It's not all about me.
Okay.
Which babe mate is the best singer?
Me.
I knew you were going to say that. Are you though?
Yeah.
Okay, so for people that don't know, there's this long-running thing that Preeti says she's a really good singer, and she sings along to the song. Now, I'm not saying you're a bad singer.
I am. You're all horrible. I've worked here for 2 years. Anytime anyone sings.
I know that no one enjoys my singing, but I really do, and I give it my all. So that is all that matters.
Yeah. No, singing's for other people.
No.
Because it's out loud. So you hear your own singing, you're like, that's good.
Yeah, I do. In my head, it sounds good. What I can hear, it sounds good.
How about if I sung a second right now and then you sing the last little bit? And
we'll... No, don't put me on the spot, Sam.
Okay.
I'm getting hot now. I'm nervous.
Well,
my dad used to actually say to me, like, can you please stop? Like, he used to get angry with me. Like, kid, that sounds really bad. You need to stop. I'm like... I think I'm really good.
Well, that must be why you're not listening to anyone else when they send their bag, because you're like, no, I can sing.
I back myself, Sam.
You should be on the song. Has anyone artist ever asked you to be on the song? That'd be great.
No. Only a music video.
Only music videos. What else has been
just, like, I'm not just not interested in who's that asked, unless you're going to make me a singer.
That's true. Well, that's a chat. I mean, I'd do a music video.
If any of you are watching, I'm open to cameos.
Yeah.
Yeah, singing cameos.
I am also open to cameos. I don't have to sing, just be in it. What artists have asked you for music videos?
Oh, loads.
Loads.
I don't know who they are, though.
Oh, really?
No. Everyone's a rapper these days, aren't they?
That's true. Yeah. I'm a rapper.
Hmm. I'm quite a good rapper as well, you have to admit, Sam. You have to admit that.
Huh?
Can we
test your rapping skills?
No.
Freestyle?
No, I can't freestyle. I have to, like, copy one of Cardi B's songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what Cardi B song?
Oh, I can't remember.
No, I can't remember. No. I'm not going to put you on the spot.
No, don't.
I tried there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were resisting.
But just take my word for it. I am a good singer and rapper.
Yeah, okay.
Sam can rap as well. I heard you rap before.
Yeah, I can rap.
You're quite good at freestyling. Actually, do you know what? Funny story. Me, Ashley, Emma and Laurie were going to set up a little group and we were going to be three rappers together.
You're joking?
No, we were. It was
how far did it get?
That far. That just the idea.
Okay.
I think me and Ashley were more on it than Laurie was.
Yeah. Does Laurie even like rap? She doesn't even like rap, does she?
Well, I actually don't know. I don't know how Laurie ended up in it as well, because, yeah, it doesn't seem like something Laurie
there.
Would love. But it was one of mine and Ashley's million ideas, you know, the sort of
I'll
rubbish
set up
that
a rap
we come
group.
Up with. Yeah.
With you and Ashley?
Yeah, we was definitely going to do it.
Yeah. What would our rap group be?
We had a name for ours as well, actually. I can't remember what it was now. But we did have a name for it. I'll have to text her after and ask
Well, your
her.
Rap name's like P-Star.
P-Star, yeah.
P-Star?
But aren't both Priya? Uh-huh. Am I P-Star 1 or P-Star 2? I think I'm P-Star 2, aren't I? Because it's Priya P-Star 1.
I don't know. I went for a phase of calling one of you P-Money, but I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
P-Money and P-Star.
Mm.
Were you P-Money?
I think I was P-Money.
Well, you can be P-Money in the background.
I like P-Money, yeah.
P-Money in the background. Is that all you're taking?
P-Money's
kind of
P-Money? Hard.
Yeah, that does sound good.
P-Money.
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 That's a good rap name.
And then I'll be... who can I be? You got one for me? My last name's Risley. Rizzle.
Rizzle
Dizzle.
Sammy Rizzle Dizzle.
R to the Dizzle. Rizzle to the Dizzle.
Now our music sounds like hip, hop, hip to the hippie hop.
I was actually really quite excited for the rap venture that
we could start it now.
Let's do it.
Okay. If this video.
I'll text Ashley. Shall I text Ashley and ask her if she wants to be in our group?
Yeah.
Shall I?
Yeah. Let's say. I'll ask her after. If this YouTube video gets. Okay, because we're not that big yet. So if this gets should we say 1,000 likes?
1,000 likes.
1,000 likes. Tristan, you make beats, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. I'll start a rap song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And P, if you can cameo in it,
yeah, 100%.
I think you're more of a hook person.
A hook, yeah.
Yeah. So 1,000 likes. Yeah, it's not going to work unless you say it.
1,000 likes, and we will make a rap song together.
Sounds
thank you.
Verse, definitely starting something like yo. Specs on, respect on.
You're already thinking of it.
That's
it's
good.
Gonna happen.
That's it. That's it.
Yo, we got this.
That's good.
This. 1K likes.
Yeah. 1K likes. It'll
be
easy.
I'm excited for this.
Okay. Getting a lot done today. Getting so much done today.
It's worrying about what I was going to do after base station as well.
Well, we're doing a music video now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still need a rap
now. My next career sorted.
Sorted. So, next one. Which babe mate would you call if you ever wanted to hide a body?
Priya.
Yeah. Get stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would actually also call Priya.
Yeah.
She just gets it done.
Yeah. And she wouldn't ask questions either.
No, sorted. Yeah. Move on. Next thing. That's the end of babe mates.
Okay.
And now we can just talk about anything you like, really. Tristan, any questions for P?
Any topics?
I want to know, when was the last time you spoke about it, that you haven't been like, people haven't recognised you in public a lot.
Mm.
When was the last time you did get recognised?
I think it was at, I used to get recognised in Westfields a lot, you know. How random is that?
What's Westfield?
A shopping centre in London.
Okay.
I used to get recognised a lot there.
Yeah.
And festivals as well.
You still get attention though. Because I remember when I was going in between jobs, because I, sacrilege.
Oh, yeah. Left
Babe Station for.
And we went flat hunting for you.
Yeah, basically. Time, yeah. So I moved to Croydon, and because Preeti's in like the London area.
I don't live in Croydon, though, by the way.
No.
Just want to get that out there.
And I think they do that. And joking, Croydon. And I needed to find a place to stay. So I was going to do flat sharing. So basically, because I don't live near London, I had to do it all in one day. So I wanted a second opinion, so I bought my mum. And P nicely asked to say, oh, I'll give you a lift from place to place. So we must have known each other, what, five, six years by then?
Yeah, I was considering.
So she known of you, yeah, because I talk about the girls and stuff like that. And my mum was so excited to meet Preeti.
His mum's so nice. Really.
Yeah.
She's
and babe. And yeah. We got there, and obviously Preeti pulled up in a nice car, and obviously it was a really sunny day in the summer. And mum sat in the front and I was sitting in the back, and Preeti was wearing like these awesome sunglasses. Mum was just like rustling through a bag to try and find the sunglasses and going, yeah, I'm wearing them too. I was like, oh God, mum, you're embarrassing. And we were walking through the shopping centre, because this is what reminded me of it. And that, you know, guys take notice of Preeti. And I don't know if Preeti knows this, but my mum was just like, Preeti's bum is amazing. And I was like, yeah, I know, mum. Just a model, you know, that's how it works. And she's like, yeah, but amazing. And I was like, yeah, okay. And we went to, was it, what Western did we go to?
Crepton Cronin's.
Oh, yeah.
Restaurant,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. And the idea didn't come out of, obviously didn't stop in my mum's head, because she was like, she went to pee. She was like, everyone's looking at you, Preeti. And mum Preeti went, Amanda, it's fine. I get it all the time. Don't worry about it. And she was like, okay, as long as you're okay with it. It's like, mum, what are you going to do?
If you don't look at them, you don't realise they're looking at you.
No.
Just keep the blinkers on.
Yeah. Should we send my mum a voice note?
Shall we?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't said hello to her in ages.
Yeah. She'll love that. I can ask her to send one back. What should we say to my mum? Say, I miss you. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Amanda. It's Preeti. I'm with Sam. So I thought I'd just send you a voice message and see how you are. And I hope you're well. Miss ya.
Also, mum, if you have time, if you could voice note me back, just one question for Preeti, if you can think of one. Thanks, mum. Love you. Also, what's for dinner? Bye. See how that goes down.
Does she watch the show, your mum?
Yeah. She watches it.
Has she had any questions about the kind of topics we talk about? Has
it been awkward? Well, like, my mum was really cool when I started here. Do you know what? I think her main concern was, when I started here, was she didn't want it to, because obviously she has the perspective that we all have of what's outside of the assumption of the girls that work here at Babe Station. And she was like, oh, I just didn't want it to ruin your, like, how you respect women sort of thing. But as soon as, like, there was like a week in and I was saying about this girl and this girl and this girl, it sort of clicked that like these are not, like, these are women that are, like, you know, run their own businesses, do this, like, you know, powerful women that own what they do and, like, are really strong. So if anything, since I've started, it's actually probably made me respect women 10 times more. Mm. It's more like the stuff that, well, there's more annoying, like, how it sometimes makes men look, not the customers that call, but, like, the trolling and the Twitter and the messages and the things in the chat and stuff like that. Like, honestly, like, I don't understand this fucking trolling thing. Like, I don't get the concept of it. I don't understand why you'd do it. I don't know what's beneficial for you to do it. Like, I know I'm calling out for loads of people to troll now, but it's just ridiculous. Like, what have you got better to do?
It's just, it's weird, isn't it? Because I mean, I sit and scroll through Instagram and TikTok and I see loads of things I don't agree with or that I don't understand, but I'd never think, like, oh, let me sit there and say something mean and make someone feel shit. Like, there has to be something in you, doesn't it, where you just think, like, like my dad always says, opinions are like arseholes. We all have one, but we don't need to see it.
That's a good phrase.
My dad always says that.
Yay.
And it's when people are like, well, it's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. And it's like, but no one asked to hear it, mate.
But it's not even like opinions. It's like, it's not even like, sometimes people do like unrelative things that don't even make sense. Do you know what I mean?
The most common one I get is like, that's someone's daughter. Like, what must her dad think? And it's just like, I'm a 34-year-old big woman. Do you know what I mean? I'm like a whole adult. I'm so, at this point, so much more than just someone's daughter. Do you know what I mean? And I don't even think my dad, bless him, would want me to go through life making all of my adult decisions. Like, what would my dad think? What would my dad think? Do you know what I mean?
But
people can't fathom that my parents are proud of me. They just cannot fathom that. They just can't understand, like, what have they got to be proud of you for? And I actually feel sad for people as well, that they think that, like, your parents' love is that conditional as well, that because I've done a job that maybe they wouldn't have picked for me, that they're going to stop loving me.
But, and it's like,
or that's all I am, just my job. And that when I go home, I'm just my job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you do that. That's all they see on social media, maybe. And it's like, it's also like when they just troll things that, like, don't even make sense in relevance to, like, it's just hate thrown out there.
Yeah, and it's like, projecting.
Definitely. But
sometimes I don't think it's anything to do with them. They're just doing it, like, to be funny. But it's, I don't understand, like, who's laughing at that? Are they waiting for someone else to comment? Is that, I assume that's what they're doing, right?
I just think it's just one of those misery loves company type of situations, isn't
it? I think
because
it's live as well. Like, if you were to say something, you can see their reaction, like, straight away. So you're just trying to get a reaction out of one of the girls.
Yeah, and maybe...
On the girls, it's different.
They obviously can't afford to, like, actually call them or go private with them. So they're trying to get them to react to them. And
yeah, on the chat, I think it's different. But
attention seeking.
Yeah, but I was thinking just on, like, generally on Instagram or YouTube comments or whatever like that. Or just, like, why do people think it's just okay? It just winds me up anyway. So I'm going on about it now.
Anymore, like,
and it's annoying as well that there's no, like, repercussions either, is it? Like, you can't.
Well, they can't. I don't know.
You can't really police the internet, can you?
Well, the police can't police the internet.
No.
So, I mean, they struggle as well. And then, like, I assume the social media platforms can't control it. Well, obviously. Yeah. Do you know? So, like, I guess anyone can create an account and do anything. And
then
they can
getting deleted left, right, and centre for just showing a bit of cleavage.
Yeah. But
he does the trolling get to you anymore? So,
no,
like,
oh
it.
God, no. There's literally nothing a stranger could say to bother me at all. No, not at all.
Will you help me through that when it begins for me after this episode?
I will.
It's, you can come and back.
Navigate your way through that. You just got to remember who your people are and what they think of you, and that you could walk past this troll in the street and you wouldn't know who they are, so why should their opinion of you matter? And they don't actually know you, they just know what they think of you, like what the small bits that you've shown them, they've made a whole, you know, a whole opinion on that about your whole life. And also I think as well, people's judgment and people's, you know, perception is just based on their reality and their lived experiences, so they don't necessarily understand my lived experiences. So sometimes, like, the judgment isn't always coming from a, like, an angry or bad place. It's just, you just don't understand my reality, because we all have different realities. And, you know, and it's very true, unless you've walked a day in someone's shoes, you don't understand it. And I'm very comfortable with the fact now that, you know, they don't know everything there is to know about me, so they can't form a whole judgment on me.
It's the safety barrier of social media as well, like, because I think if someone, no one would say that to you in person.
No, that's the thing as well.
Whereas, like,
it's the anonymity of it, isn't it?
It's kind of appealing of of that as well. So
they think they're safe behind their screen, which to some extent,
they probably are, yeah.
But you're safe behind yours as well, and you don't have to let the words bother you.
That's actually true. That's a good way of thinking about it. I never thought about it like that. They're doing something safe behind their screen because they don't know who they are, but you're also safe behind
yours. Yeah, they're just words. They're just typed out words. Yeah. They don't have to resonate with you.
Yeah. Oh.
Is it your mum?
My mum sent a voice note back.
Put it to your ear first.
Okay.
No, your mum wouldn't say anything.
No.
Wonder what question she's got for me.
Okay. Let's.
Hiya, you two. Everything's okay here. I hope you're okay. Just one question, Pretty. When are you going to marry Sam?
Hey!
Well, tell her that you forgot the ring for the proposal.
So. I'm not going to tell her that. I'm going to tell her we're married. Book the venue! Okay, well.
I think it'd be better to elope to Vegas, don't you?
Yeah.
I've always thought if I got married, I'd like to do that.
Okay.
Elope somewhere.
Okay. Okay.
Not too much fuss.
No. No. Don't know if my budget thicks at the moment, but.
Well, surely that's cheaper than an actual wedding here. They're wildly expensive.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Organising all that together.
Yeah.
Oh, elope's just two people, isn't it? Obviously. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, really, it's just a holiday to Vegas, really. Isn't
that's cool.
It? Yeah.
So, when are we doing that?
Oh, I'd have to check my diary.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, what you're saying.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, what you're saying.
I read somewhere that the average cost of a wedding these days is like £40,000.
Woo!
I know. So definitely a holiday to Vegas is cheaper than that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. I mean, because of the money, that's why I've been single for so long.
Why?
Weddings too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So on that note, should we do the results of the game? Yeah. Also, there's no stakes in this game at the moment. Let's say...
The loser has to eat a Scotch egg.
No. Oh. It's really, really I'm guessing your answers.
Oh, yeah.
So what can I, what can I win? Let's say.
What I'll do.
Let's say.
I'll read out Sam's answers and then you say your answer after. Or you say your answer first and then I.
Oh, so I've got to remember what I wrote down. Okay, I'll try.
Oh, you can give her sheet. Please. You can give her pre. Oh, no. You can just read them both out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So what, Glenn, if you get how many right, then what?
What should we do? Date? A real date?
Yeah, a real date.
A real date right now?
Yeah, we'll get to Nando's after this. After.
Yeah?
Nando's or Wakamama's. Okay, how many? In the mood for.
Okay, what? If I get all of them right?
All of them right.
If I get all of them right, we're going on an actual date.
Yeah. But also, if you don't get them right, I am still hungry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we probably will still go, but it won't be a date. Then it will just be us going to eat.
Okay.
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 Cool.
Okay.
Right. I'm going
to. It's a lot riding
on us. The pressure is getting worse.
My hands are all clammy.
So I'm going to say the question.
Oh, they are. My back feels
Sam's
like that,
always
you
know. Sweaty.
<It's where laughs>
Right, I'm going to say Sam's question and answer. You say if you got it right or wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So what is Preeti's favourite colour? Sam said green.
Yes. Well done.
Hey. Could you put it on your TikTok the other day?
Oh.
Yeah.
If you're a dog person or a cat person, Sam said dog.
Yeah, I did Yay. Like that.
Hey, I knew that one. You got a German Shepherd.
I've got a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Machine.
Okay, sweet or savoury foods? Sam said savoury.
Yeah, savoury.
Hey.
Savoury girly.
Hey.
I love Chris.
100% right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These are easy ones, though. Our later ones are going to be well
hard.
Did you
pick the questions?
I wrote the questions,
yeah. Oh, there you go.
So it's a bit of advantage.
So he was cheating.
And what does Preeti binge at the moment?
Yeah, but I wouldn't know all of them.
You should know the answer to this, Sam.
Sam said Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Because we watched that one.
If Preeti could live anywhere, where would it be? Sam said Greece.
Oh, my God. How did you know that?
Huh?
How did you know that?
I knew that because
were you spying on
one? No. Honestly, I wasn't. You said about that before.
Oh, right. Yeah, I do love it there. Yeah.
If you got this one right, I'll be surprised.
Okay, what is it? What one's that one?
So how would Preeti's friend describe her with one word?
Okay.
Sam said...
What did I say? I've forgotten what I said.
What did I say?
I think I've remembered.
Sam said reliable.
Isn't that what I said?
What did you say?
I'm sure that's what I said.
What you said.
Yeah.
No way!
I'm surprised you got that.
I'm sure that's what I said.
Oi, how many way? How many am I? How many am I away from a date?
100%.
You're
so
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 away.
5 away from a date.
Okay. What song would Preeti sing at karaoke? Sam said, "Greatest Love of All."
Greatest Love
of All.
I would have been shocked if you got that one wrong.
Yeah. If I get all these right, I'm taking your hand right now and we're going on the date.
To be fair, you kind of got this one right in a weird way. So this is, what is Preeti's favourite movie? You left it blank.
Yeah.
And Preeti said, I don't have one.
I don't really like films, do I? I only like series. I'm not really into films.
Is that right then?
Well, yeah. There is no answer.
Get in! Oh. Oi! So oi!
If Preeti could have one superpower, what would it be? Sam said to never get ill. You said to never get sick.
Because he knows I really go on to him about my health anxiety.
Yeah, yeah. Oi, that's weird.
That is really weird.
What is Preeti's favourite? What was Preeti's favourite subject at school? Sam said history.
It was history.
No way.
Yeah.
Oi, I just took a punt at that one.
Last one.
Okay. What's that? What was the last one?
Who is Preeti's celebrity crush?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot this one. Right?
Yeah. Well, you said Megan Fox.
Yeah, I said Megan Fox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you got a date.
Oh my God.
Let's go on a date. Thank you, everyone. That was the Option One podcast. Me and Preeti are going on a date right now. Yeah,
we're that's good. On a high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone,
should we go down?
Let's go.
Wait,
have we got
any evidence? Okay, I'm going on a date with you. Let's go. Option One podcast, going on a date. Cheers. Thank you, everyone. And that was the Option One podcast with the lovely Preeti. It's been fantastic.
Like and subscribe.
Thanks.
You're through to Option One. Option One podcast.